no introduction after that children's story.
Oh,
that
isn't that great. Crazy?
Yeah, he's so excited.
Oh, don't you love adventures from around the world? And it's just the last 4 years, as Brenda and I have been working together for Maranatha Volunteers International, have been just an adventure in faith. Remember the old missionary volunteer books that we used to get in the 50s and 60s, where every, I don't know, was it every month? It seemed like someone would churn out a mission story from somewhere in the world. And we would fall in love with someone in New Guinea, or we would fall in love with Silver and the Snake, or with Alice Princess, somewhere, sometime. It's still true. The stories are still there. We're just not getting them in the same ways. And that's why when Don Noble, our president, asked Brenda and I to join Maranatha, a unique opportunity to simply tell the stories of how God is touching people in the world. Now, I want to start, though, by telling you a story from the Bible about a young man who was really doing very well. He was brilliant. He was wealthy. The business that he had was on the town square, so everybody knew right where it was, and it was a business everybody needed. And so when you would come to town, you would always go over and at least say hello. Everybody in town knew him. He was healthy, wealthy, and wise, and it didn't take long before the local synagogue elected him as their leader, because he was not just healthy, wealthy, and wise. He was the kind of man you like to have in charge. He made things go well. Now, one day, the advance people for a young Messiah who was wandering the countryside came to his town and said, Jesus of Nazareth, you've probably heard of him. He is Messiah, and he is coming town to town, and he's about